Chag Sameach, that's Hebrew for happy holiday. It's the Passover season. This is such an important time of year. You know, Yeshua is the fulfillment of Passover. In fact, Paul calls him Christ our Passover. Our Jesus is the Lamb of God that's come to take away the sin of the world. And in the book of Revelation, Yeshua is referred to as the Lamb. And we see in the book of Revelation, John's vision of the Lamb before the throne. And so Passover just melts my heart. It's all about Yeshua and what he's done for us. In ancient Israel, it was through the blood of the Lamb that God delivered Israel out of slavery and led them in eventually to the promised land. Likewise, our Messiah, King Yeshua, King Jesus, has purchased us by his blood and delivered us out of slavery, out of the slavery of darkness, sin, slavery to oppressive demonic spirits. And he's bringing us into the law of liberty, abundance in the Holy Spirit. So Passover is an awesome time of year. In Judaism, it's called the Festival of Freedom, because Israel was set free out of Egypt and brought into the promised land. And there's so many different parts of the Passover Seder, the customary ceremonial meal that Jewish people go through each year, that point to Jesus. But I want to say to you that whether you're a Jew or a Gentile believer, Passover is for you. In fact, did you know that it was during Passover that Yeshua instituted the Lord's Supper? It was that Passover matzah, that unleavened bread that he broke, and he gave it to his disciples saying, "This is my body broken for you." And it was the glass of wine that Jewish people customarily drink at Passover that Yeshua lifted up and said, "This is my blood shed for you in the new covenant for the forgiveness of sins." So this is Rabbi Schneider saying to you on behalf of King Jesus that loves us all so much, happy Passover. Let's worship him and thank him, giving glory to God for all he's done for us through the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Yeshua, our Messiah and Savior.